Okay, I'm a daydreamer. Well, that's what my teachers always said about me anyway. It's not easy being me. I've just got a very active imagination. I usually try to imagine what different outcomes might happen if I made a different decision about things at different times in the day. Like, what would happen if I just didn't get up for uni today? You know, just slept for the whole day. A little scene plays in my head, where I try to imagine two different outcomes of a situation, depending on what my choice was. But some don't end so well. Usually it just starts with all the little choices. You know, like, wear my pink shirt to uni today. Or, what would happen if I asked my girlfriend to marry me? Some of the things which I imagine end pretty well, but most of them don't end up so well. Those choices are usually pretty easy to make, and unfortunately, not all choices are easy to make. And the ironic thing is, that for most of them, you already know what's the right thing to do, but it's still not an easy choice. For example, what music should I listen to in the car on the way to youth group? You know the scene, in carpool to youth group, a few people in the car, and someone asks you to put some music on. Well, I suppose I could chuck on some Akadaka. But I know I'm going to be sitting in youth group and humming, where the hell, in my head, and not listening to talk. And what's that song about anyway? I don't know. Who cares? But how about we leave it on my son's a chorus setting? Even though I've heard it 1,000 times. I suppose at least then I can pay attention to the talk. And here's another thing. Our choices affect other people, as much as they affect us sometimes. Like, after youth group, some people just left out, or really don't have many friends. The ones just standing back against the wall and watching us have all the fun. I mean, I'm not treating them badly. I just sometimes forget to talk to them. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? See? I guess sometimes you don't see the consequences of your own choices, and how they affect others, and sometimes make a world of difference. But those small split-second decisions can sometimes be a big deal, and only God knows what could have happened. Still, making choices seems to be easier when you're at places like youth group. Things are a lot harder after you drive away. See, check this out. I know Jake and the guys are going to want to leave early tonight to go play Xbox, like we usually do. And I can just imagine what sort of fun things we're gonna do. Yeah, right, not much. Unless you count killing 1,000 of the same zombie dudes we killed last week, drinking his dad's beer and laughing at the dirty jokes we heard at work, something which we would never have the guts to say or do at youth group. I bet it would be a great night at Jake's place, even though I know we're not all old enough to drink yet. But one thing I do know is that it isn't the way to the kingdom, and if God was watching, I know he would be disappointed. So why not? I might just stick around and actually do something constructive tonight. But you've got to leave youth group at some stage, I suppose. And I did promise to give Mel a lift home tonight. Her parents are away for the weekend. Now, all day I've been trying to make good choices, and it never seems to be fun. I seem to be turning down all the things which my brain is telling me to do. It doesn't take much effort to just go with the flow and do them. And now it's the end of the day, and Mel and I finally have a chance to be alone and chat, which we hardly ever get to do anymore. All I feel like doing is going inside, but then I start to imagine it. All I want to do is chat, and I'm sure that's all she wants to do. Her parents aren't home, so who would ever know? But on the other hand, her parents aren't home. I don't know if we can trust ourselves. Something just tells me it's not the right choice, but it's just so easy to say okay and go inside. I'm sure you can imagine it. We'll go inside, initially just for coffee, just like before, but this time without parents around. And this time we just go too far. Pretty quickly it turns into a big guilty fight, and I have no idea what to do. We're both really ashamed and regretful. What if someone finds out? What if Mel tells her parents? Will she ever speak to me again? What the heck am I going to do now? I'd storm off depressed and annoyed, and call up some of my schoolmates for a drink. I would spend the rest of my night drowning my sorrows and wondering what to do next. I'm really not sure why I'm there, and why I don't just go home. But I've made my choice, and I'm staying here to try to forget about things. I think if only I'd kept making the right choices and done what I know God would want me to have done, I'd be so annoyed at myself and how things have ended up that night. I'd end up having one too many drinks and start feeling a bit lightheaded. At 2 in the morning I go to leave, feeling pretty dizzy, and something I would never expect to happen happened. Well, unfortunately, that's exactly what happened. I'm lucky to be alive at all. Sometimes you just can't imagine the outcomes of a choice, even with my active imagination. And sometimes the effect of a choice you make now will be with you for years to come. And I'm not just talking about car crashes or losing both your legs. Those small, day-to-day choices really do add up. There is only one way to the kingdom. And there are only two choices you can make. There's no third road. You either decide to be there, or you decide not to be. The ironic thing is, when you think about it, God has put us here just so that he can see what choices we make. Billions and billions of people throughout time have been faced with the same choices in their life, and have decided not to make the right choice. And God watches daily as thousands of people around the world decide that they don't want eternal life. I may not be able to tell the future, and I may not be able to know all the consequences of my choices. But one thing I do know is that we choose our own eternity. And I've decided which one I want.